أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. Still with regard to this ayat in which Allah Ta'ala says we had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in various matters and he passed all his tests with flying colors. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had chosen him for a very, very great and honorable position. Allah made him his friend Khalilullah. And then his two sons, Ishaq alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. From Ishaq alayhi salam was born Yaqub alayhi salam, who is also known as Israel, and from where all the Anbiya of the Jews and even Isa alayhi salam, the Christians, Jews, are all from Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam's progeny. And from Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's progeny were the Arabs, and from there Allah chose Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam to be his final and the most greatest Nabi. So with regard to the test which Allah had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to, and on account of which Allah chose him and made him his Khalil, and then he made dua, Allah Ta'ala said, I've made you the Imam for mankind. That is all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Jews, the Christians, and then the Arabs, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, are all from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's progeny. And then he, when Allah said, I make you the Imam, he said, from my family also, and this, that will be till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala said that I will, even from your family, but those people who remain on righteousness, on piety and justice, those were the two main qualities, for them I will choose them and make them also Imams. So on the basis of that piety and justice, in the riwayat of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as a young boy, already though he was born in the home of an idol, not only idol worshipper, but a person who was making idols. His father Azar was an ardent idol worshipper and made idols and sold them also. In spite of that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam believed in the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, and never ever did he worship these idols. From here, in order that we have also the greatest honor and the greatest position, that is to be leaders and to be directors, so to say, to direct people on deen, that is the most honorable position. To have that, we should also see that we nurture our children on the proper deen. That they don't, today with all the cell phones and all the sports and all the other evils, we should make our utmost effort that our children are nurtured in the right way. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam grew a little bit elder and then he broke all the idols. So that is another quality, that we should break all the systems and all the customs of disbelief, whether it is bid'at which are within us, whether it is all the other things, we should make sure that they are not within us. And in our homes and societies, we should make effort that all these evil things come out. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam debated with his people in parliament. When they arrested him and they brought him to trial, then he debated with them and he presented such arguments to them for which they had no answer whatsoever. He asked them, these idols that you worship, they do not benefit you, they can't harm you. Why are you still worshipping them? They are just made of wood, they are made of stone, and how you put them, they are like that. They can't even fly. You people put food for them, they can't eat that food. Flies come and eat it, mice and rats come and eat it, they can't stop them also. If you put that idol in a standing position, it just remains standing. If you put it on a side position, it just remains on its side. It is completely useless. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then, the next test that and in order to gain all these qualities, when they wanted to catapult him in the fire, and which they actually did, and he was ready for that also. So in order for this, even if the people go against one, a person must stand up for the truth all the time. He must not give in and submit to falsehood and to other type of ideologies, beliefs and practices, but he must maintain that. When he came out of the fire, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat in the path of Allah. He left his hometown and he went out in the world to spread the message of the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Another great test Allah ta'ala had put to him, that he was brought to that stage where he had to leave his wife and his child Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam in a barren forlorn desert of Arabia, and all alone without any food, just some immediate provision that he had, but no long term, nothing for a few days later. And for the sake of Allah and in the love of Allah, he left them there also. And then later when he had to build the Kaaba, that also, what we can imagine, when there were no all the building materials and the hardware shops and all the trucks and cranes and things that we have today, what a building he had put up at that time, all in the honor, and with what great sacrifice he did that. Allah ordered him then to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam, and that also he was 100% prepared, and he had nurtured his family in such a way that they were also all prepared for that. The mother was prepared for it, the son himself was prepared for it, the father Ibrahim alayhi salam was prepared for it, and he actually did sacrifice, put the knife with all its might. As a poet says, that with all his, and a Nabi has got much, much more strength than what an ordinary human being has got. And that knife was sharpened, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, so to say, said that had I put you on a rock, it should have cut the rock also. And when I'm asking you to slaughter the tender throat of my son, which was very, very delicate, very tender, easy to slaughter, and then you refuse, So to say, the knife said, "O Khalil, the friend of Allah, you are commanding me and you are putting force on me to slaughter. And Jalil, that is Allah Ta'ala, he gives the command that don't cut. So who should I follow? How can I follow Khalil when Jalil tells me not to cut?" So that great test also, right to the end of it, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also fast. So in order to be vicegerents, deputies, and to do the work of deen, a person has to be prepared to sacrifice all like this and have the love of Allah the greatest in his heart. So these are the things, some of the things in this riwayat by which Allah Ta'ala had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and then made him imam of the world, gave him this very great, great honor that the great Anbiya came in his progeny, and the greatest of Anbiya also came in his progeny, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the lesson for us, if we also want this greatest honor, it isn't any great honor to have an empire in this world, to have investments, to have businesses, to have properties. The greatest and greatest honor in this world is to be doing the work of deen. And for that, these qualities we should develop these qualities within us, our children, our family. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings was not only for himself, but even his wife Hajira, the family, even his sons, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, all of them made the sacrifices. Then Allah accepted them for this great work. So we also should work in that direction, so that Allah gives us also this great honor, not for the sake of this world, but for deen and for akhirat and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us all to righteousness and understand, take these great lessons. And during this present trying times that we are going through, not to fall prey to worldly demands and worldly things, but to see the command of Allah and to observe the command of Allah, Those who will do that will come out victorious and successful at the end. And those who submit to their nafs and to the demands of this dunya, it must not happen that we become failures here in this dunya also, and worse than that, failures in the akhirat. We must see the commands of Allah and uphold the commands of Allah and realize what our ancestry is. Our lineage goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from there to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, and what a great and honorable lineage Allah ta'ala has given us. We should live up to that. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and be firm on our deen at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.